Howdy, 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 gang. Come on in, grab a steaming hot mug of what have you, and pull up a seat by the fire, because there are spooky stories to share. Welcome to the Gaming Gang October Spooktacular 2022. I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. Tonight is October 19th, and each and every night throughout the month, I'll be bringing you an old-time radio broadcast destined to thrill and chill you. I've talked about Arch Obler many times over past Spooktaculars, and for my money, he and Willis Cooper produced some of the most entertaining and creepy chiller shows during radio's heyday. Obler continued to ply his trade well after 1961, a year which most old-time radio fans consider to have marked the death of radio drama here in the United States. Obler continued by way of record albums and syndicated radio programs. One of these was Arch Obler's Plays, which reintroduced listeners to classic stories from past Arch Obler series, such as Lights Out, which had aired two decades earlier. The recording we're about to listen to is a bit of an oddity. For one, I can't find any information about the 1960s Arch Obler's Plays, only the series that aired in the 1930s, which this recording is certainly not from that period, because as you listen, you will certainly hear the commercial breaks to be very modern, or at least far more modern than they would have been in the 1930s. Also, this aired on the Armed Forces Radio Service. Strangely enough, it seems as if Arch Obler's Plays was produced for Armed Forces Radio. Regardless, tonight we're going to listen to a tale about a bickering married couple who receive a guest who only they can see. So turn out the lights, sit back, and give a listen to Arch Obler's Plays and The Visitor from Hades, as it aired on October 10th, 1964, on the Armed Forces Radio Service.
And now, lights out. Arch Obler's Plays. Stories of the unusual.
Hello, this is Arch Obler. Now, why does a playwright write a play? Well, take this one you're going to hear. Was it because I heard the neighbors in a knockdown, drag-out fight, or was it because I had a few words with my own little helpmate? Well, you'll never know except to listen and guess.
And now, Arch Obler's strange play, The Visitor from Hades.
So, all right, shut the window. A little quiet we'll have.
Want me to suffocate?
Suffocate. 42 years now I've lived in the Bronx. Do I look like I suffocate? Oh, come on, Dora. Be nice. We'll have quiet and we'll talk.
All right.
Yeah, better, better. So come, sit down, Dora. Come on, sit and we'll talk.
I don't know if I want to talk about it anymore.
Now, don't talk like something without a head. Why shouldn't you talk?
A good reason. I'm sick of it.
So, if you're sick inside, God forbid you see a doctor. If you're sick in the head, you talk to me. Who's better you should talk to than your own mother, even if only by marriage?
He makes me sick.
News, you're telling me he makes you sick? Listen, darling. For 30 years, Sam's papa made me so sick, even to look at him, I used to close my eyes like you close from a piece of dirt flies in your eyes.
He's good-looking enough.
Washington. And not even Washington by the president. Washington, Washington, he has to run away to. A traveler in the family.
Not with me, he won't.
Not with himself either. Now, believe me, it's up to you, Dora.
Fighting all the time. If you knew how sick I was of it.
So bad at fighting and getting what you want, believe me. The door.
Yes, I heard.
Now, if it's Sam.
Sam, a 4:10? Yeah, him and a bank president.
Mister in a hurry, whoever it is.
Just the superintendent. And he fixed the light in the bathroom. All right.
Sam? Dora? Is it Sam?
Yes, Ma, it's Sam.
Now, Sam, don't start anything.
Well, what should he start? With his own mama, he should start.
Ma, I thought I asked you to stay away from Dora when I'm not here.
Sam, I tell you, don't start that again.
Mama, answer me. Didn't I ask you to stay away?
Mamas who aren't welcome by their daughters in marriage, I've heard of. But an own son who
wouldn't... Now, don't get melodramatic, Ma. All I'm asking is that you don't see Dora when I'm not around. We had that understanding,
Sam,
didn't we?
Sam, you stop.
Why should I stop?
All right, all right. So both stop. I got a home. I'll go.
Oh, Ma, for Pete's sake, why can't you talk
No,
reasonable?
I don't want to talk. I don't want to stay. Oh, goodbye. I talk to you tomorrow, darling.
All right.
And don't forget what I told you. New York is good enough.
Of course, Mother. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
New York's good enough for what?
For you.
So she has been at it again. Dora, why won't you listen to me? She isn't right for you, my Ma.
Maybe I haven't heard that one.
Then hear it again because it's true. All her life, everything she's done's been wrong. My Pa, he was a swell guy, but she ruined him and his business. The way she's trying to ruin you and me.
Little boy's getting excited.
Listen, she ran him and his life. What he should do, not do, she breathed for him. And pretty soon he was glad to die. Believe me, glad to die.
Stop yelling at me. The neighbors hear you all right, half as loud.
The devil with the neighbors. They don't have to stand 10 hours a day in that sweatshop. I do.
If you had what it takes, you wouldn't have to work for other people. You'd have a place for yourself.
I'd have a place for myself if you'd stop spending every nickel a week before I make it.
I got a right to live, have fun, ain't I? Can I help it? I'm married. A dumb jerk can't make a decent living.
Don't say those things. I warned you.
I said them yesterday. I'll say them now. I'll say them again. You're a jerk.
Dora,
a
stop
big,
it.
Big, empty-headed jerk.
Stop it, I
Your
tell
mom's
you.
Mom's right. She's always right. The only way to treat a jerk like you is to spend every cent you make just as fast as
Dora,
you make
I'm
it.
Dora, I'm telling you.
So you can keep on.
I'm telling you, Dora.
You're a jerk. A jerk. A jerk.
Stop it.
A jerk like your pa was.
Don't
a jerk.
Say that, my
a
pa.
A jerk. You're mocking
Dora,
me.
Stop
a
it.
A fat-headed jerk who never reminds
All
me.
All right,
a
I'll
jerk.
Stop you.
A jerk.
Sam, hands. Don't.
Dora.
Sam.
Dora. I didn't mean to. Stop looking at me like that. I didn't know what I was. But my hands. Don't blame me. Blame yourself. My pa. The things you said, you wouldn't have said that if you knew him. He was good. His face was so thin and quiet, and when my ma'd start in on him for nothing, I tell you. His eyes were like a dog. You kicked. That's why I wouldn't stand your saying those things. Not about my pa. What you say about me, all right. I'm used to them. First my mother used to, now you. But not about him. You understand? Not about him. Well, don't stand there holding your neck looking at me. Say something.
I hate you.
All right. And I hate you so much.
I could kill you.
And I you.
Window. The dining room.
So who cares?
But a window broke, didn't you hear it?
Let him break up the house.
Oh, Sam. Oh, I'll go myself. Oh, kid. I told the superintendent to keep him off the street. If he thinks I'll pay for the glass, he's got nothing. Sam!
Huh?
Sam! Come here. Quick!
What's the matter? What's the matter with you? What?
Sam! Look!
What? Oh, no.
What do you...
Sam!
Stop saying my name like that. Over and over for the last 5 minutes. Why do you do that?
Who?
What? I don't know. I don't.
Make it go away. Make it go away, Sam.
Yeah. Yeah. My flat. You. What do you want here? Who are you? Get out of here. Do you hear me? Get out of here.
I'm getting out of here. I'm getting out.
No, Dora, wait.
No, no, let go of me. I'm getting out of here.
Dora, stop. Can't you see he's getting up? Don't move.
Sam, where is he?
He's sitting down in front of the door.
If I could scream. But I'm afraid he... The police. Sam, call the police.
Yeah, the police. I'll call.
No.
Why, how can I?
Well, don't stand there. The telephone.
But he'll stop.
Try. You've got to.
Right. All right, but walk alongside of me.
I feel so dizzy.
Just another couple of steps.
His eyes.
Oh, the telephone.
Quick. Quick.
Operator. Operator.
Silas.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Quick.
How can I until the operator... Hello, operator.
Tell her, Sam.
Operator, please get me the police, quick. Some came into our house. Well, something.
Sam, he's getting up again.
Police, operator. The police.
Sam,
before...
hang up.
The police.
Hang up, Sam. You don't like it. Sam.
No, are you crazy? Why did you tear his name out of my hand?
Don't like it.
Look.
Oh, Sam, don't let him.
No. It's all right. Just stand quiet. Squad car will get here. A couple of minutes, Dora.
A couple of minutes? Like a couple of years. Oh, Sam, listen. Why can't we break a window? Get the neighbors in. We won't be alone. They won't be scared. They'll get him.
Please. Oh.
Tell him.
I can't. My throat.
They'll go away. Come in. Come in quick.
Did you say I could come in? All right, I'm in.
Sam, the superintendent's kid.
Hey, something's the matter.
Get out of here, quick!
Huh?
Don't stand there. Get out of here, quick!
Well, you said I could come in.
Go. Do as I tell you. Go quick before I...
Dora, wait.
What?
Let me talk to her. I got to.
Oh, gosh,
what's the matter with you two? Look at me as if I was something in a zoo or something.
Arlene, tell me. Keep your voice down.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you come in here?
I knocked first. Sure I did, I knocked.
No. Why did you come up here?
Well... my pa was busy. He told me to come up and tell you he called the plumbers. And they said they'd be over as soon as the agent okayed the job. So my pa said to tell you.
No, wait. That doesn't matter. What I want to know is...
Sam, he's watching her now.
Gee, Mr. Crook. Is she sick?
She's looking right at him.
Mr. Crook, what's the matter?
Can't you see?
No, I don't. Oh, gosh.
You do see.
Well, I say I do. Gee, will Pa be sore?
What are you talking about?
My Pa, will he be sore, that busted window?
Window?
He says it's bad enough, the extra work he's got to do around here without climbing around putting in windows the kids break.
Don't you see?
Sure I see. Gosh, you think I'm a dope or something? Well, I'll go down and tell my Pa. Oh, wait a minute.
Well?
How could the kids break a window up here in your flat? I mean, it's the fifth floor.
Oh, Sam, tell her.
Say, take it easy, Mrs. Croft. You don't have to tell me. Say, you had a fight and broke the glass. Say, that happens in the best regulated families. Don't say I told you, but last week, you know, Mr. Bannerman, the druggist fell on floor, he threw a lamp at Mrs. Bannerman and he busted him.
Get out.
No, Sam, you can't.
Get out, I tell you. Go on out. Oh, right away.
Go on, you have to yell at me. Now you'll pay for that window, believe me. I'll tell my pa plenty.
Sam, she could have helped us. You threw her out. Why? She could have helped us.
No.
She could have. He let her in.
Stop it.
If you'd have let me tell her, she could have called the neighbors. They'd have...
Oh, stop it. Stop it. He gets restless when you talk so loud.
Sam, why didn't you let her help
us? Dora, because listen. And then don't talk when the cops get up here. The reason she couldn't help us... They can't help us, is it? Don't you understand? He was looking at her all the time, and she was staring right where he's sitting, and yet she didn't see him.
Oh.
You do know what I'm thinking. Maybe no one can see him. But you. And me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we leave the visitor from Hades for a short message.
Step right up and get your ticket here. Just 10 cents. $0.001, and you can see one of the greatest attractions on the Midway. It's bigger than diamonds, better than gold, more exciting than a trip to Mars. Why, it's almost as good as a box full of United States savings bonds. Hurry, right this way.
And now back to Arch Obler's story of The Visitor from Hades. A policeman has arrived, a very skeptical policeman.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Croc, or whatever your name is. Let's get this straight. You never put in a call?
Officer, I tell you, look around you.
Oh, are you starting that line again? Mrs. Croc, why don't you tell me what's up?
My wife has nothing to say.
I'm asking her, fella. So you had a little fight with him, huh, lady? Then he got a little rough. You picked up the telephone, you hollered for the police. Is that it, lady? All right. Now, there's something screwy going on up here. I don't know what it is, but I'm waiting for you to tell me. Come on, Croc. It's in your face. Out with it.
You don't see anything?
I see plenty. You and your wife sitting here staring at nothing.
Nothing?
Listen, mister, please. Listen.
I'm listening.
Take out your guns. Shoot him. Kill him.
Huh? Who?
There, in back of you. Grant.
Dora, I beg you.
Hey, mister, what is she talking about?
In back of you. Look. Why don't you look?
Nobody in back of me, lady.
I told you, Dora.
You told her what, Croc? What is this?
I told you. Why don't you listen to me? There. Sitting there, staring at me. At you. Get him out of here.
So, that's it.
You see him. You do. Sammy sees him. He'll help us. He will.
You will, Sergeant. You will.
Sure. Why not?
I told you, Sam.
Yeah, get a doctor over here from Bellevue in a couple of hours.
Bellevue?
Well, take it easy, lady. Nobody's going to hurt you.
Do you think that she's crazy?
Yeah, sure. And I might have guessed it. Yeah, I'll be back in a couple of
hours. No, I'm not crazy. Listen to me. He's sitting there watching me, watching Sam. I'm not crazy. I'm telling you the truth. It's true. Oh, why won't you listen? Why won't you listen?
Sam.
What?
What time is it?
About 6, I think.
Getting so dark.
Maybe if we could turn on the lights, he'd be gone.
Hmm?
Yeah, comes from the dark. He can't stand the light. I've got to get to the light switch. I've got to.
No, don't do it, Sam.
But I...
Sam, don't. No, if he touches you...
Yes, but I gotta... Floor lamp.
What?
Floor lamp behind us. If I backed up to it, grabbed the switch before
he... Oh, careful, Sam.
Just keep looking at him.
Yes.
I got it.
Oh, Sam. The light. No. Still there.
Dora.
What?
Dora. Or is he laughing at us?
Are you asleep?
No, Sam.
Had your eyes shut. It must be almost 6. Yeah, it's getting light. I haven't stayed up all night since I was a kid. Yeah, I was 12, wanted to see what dawn was like, so I stayed up.
Sam.
Huh?
Sam. I figured something out.
Figured?
Hours I've been thinking. Something about his face.
Well?
His mouth. It's just like yours.
Oh, Dora.
No, I'm all right, Sam. I told you. I've just been watching and thinking. Mouth. Just like yours.
Dora, don't.
Don't say anything. Just look. Well?
His eye.
Huh?
I never noticed.
What?
His eyes. Like yours. When you're crazy mad. Look at his eyes. Dora, am I right?
I don't know. All I know is his mouth. When you choked me before. Your teeth.
Were they?
Yes.
Dora. The way the light shines.
the left side of his face.
Huh?
You.
What?
You, when you scream at me. Your skin tight, like a skull. Dora, that side looks like you.
Sam.
I swear it.
No, Sam. Like you.
What? What are you?
The other side of his face. All night I've been trying to figure. Sam, it is like you.
Part you? Part me?
Yes.
No. No, it can't be. It isn't sane. It's crazy. It can't be. How can a thing... I tell you, it isn't real. It isn't...
Sam, what's the use yelling it isn't real when it's sitting there?
You're not afraid at all?
No. I don't think I am.
Why?
That thing. Just the worst of you. And the worst of me.
Huh?
Oh, Sam, I'm so tired. Maybe I can't talk straight, but... That thing. Part you when you wanted to kill me, and part me when I wanted you dead. Don't you see?
I think I do.
He's getting up.
Yes.
Looking at me. Sam, I'm getting a little afraid again. Oh, Sam, quickly before anything happens. Tell me why you've hated me so much.
Well, I...
Tell me, quick.
Well, the last year, I worked so hard, it wasn't enough for you. Never enough. I couldn't figure out why, except you hated me. Why did you, Dora?
I didn't. I only... Yes, I did. Why shouldn't I say it? I've hated you ever since that night you laughed.
Laughed?
Remember? You ought to remember. A kid, you said. Not me. Not in this lousy world. Fill the house with anything you want, but no kids. Never.
So that was it.
That was it.
Why didn't you talk?
Talk? Don't you know yet? All my life, I really feel. I can't. I talk about them inside me. I cry. I hate.
Oh, Dora.
Sam.
Gone?
Yes.
How can it be?
Gone. Sam, go see.
Yes, I will.
Excuse me, Mr. Croc. Pardon you so early, but I saw the light under the floor there, and I heard you talking.
What is it, Superintendent?
Well, nothing, except I was wondering. Last night, my girl, you know, Arlene, she came downstairs with all kinds of crazy talk about you and the missus. You know how kids are. I was wondering... Well, somebody said cops came in the building last night about 9 or 10 o'clock, and I can't figure out where they went. Did they come in here? I mean, did anything happen here last night? Oh, Mrs. Clark, I didn't see you standing there. Well, did anything happen here last night?
Last night?
Yeah. Anything happen?
No, nothing.
Oh. Oh, well, then, excuse me.
No, wait. Wait, Superintendent.
Huh?
Wait. There is something.
Huh?
There's a couple of windows to be fixed.
Arch Obler again. First, my thanks to Lorene Tuttle and Bill Phipps, with Paula Winslow, Peggy Weber, Hal Perry, Jerry Hausner, and Byron Kane. Sound man, Bud Tollefson. Now a word about our next radio theater adventure. Have you ever thought about falling through the air, say 10,000 feet, without a parachute? Have you ever had one of those falling dreams where you... But more about that after a commercial word.
some of us think Connecticut is a suburb of New York City, but it isn't really. It just seems that way because so many people working in the city commute daily between their jobs and the grassy country-like atmosphere of Stamford, Greenwich, or Larchmont. Those who don't commute, preferring to work where they live, may 9 to 5 it at the electric boat division of General Dynamics in New London, selling insurance in Hartford, or making clocks in Bristol. But regardless of where they work, both groups of people have a great deal in common. They don't share merely the nutmeg or constitution state, for the place of their residence is shared with others, such as P.T. Barnum, Harriet Beecher Stowe, Nathan Hale, Noah Webster. People in Connecticut today share the yearly excitement of the Yale-Harvard crew races, the beauty of the mountain laurel blossom in late spring, pride in their state's early Yankee peddlers, and more than anything, the true meaning of their state motto, "He who transplanted sustains."
We were talking about falling dreams because next week I've written you a play titled Special to Hollywood. It concerns an actress I once knew and an airplane I never want to know. Actress and airplane, you and I will, I hope, meet next broadcast time.
Arch Obler's Plays. Stories of the unusual. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
I guess it pays to play nice. That was Arch Obler's Plays and The Visitor from Hades as it aired on October 10th, 1964 on the Armed Forces Radio Service. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's entry into the Gaming Gang October Spooktacular 2022. Please join me every night this month as I bring you another spook tale destined to put a chill down your spine. Of course, be sure to visit thegaminggang.com for the latest in tabletop gaming news, reviews, and a whole lot more. And don't forget the Gaming Gang YouTube channel, which is filled with tabletop gaming videos and where I just happen to stream live Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Central. Once again, I'm Jeff McAleer. I'll be back tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Central with something a bit different. That's right, it's part one of H.P. Lovecraft's At the Mountains of Madness, as it aired on BBC Radio 7. And until then, pleasant dreams.